You hear a kinu, vanachin amarisa, vitsanyada, hayayim, in mekaile sishmo. For he's our God, and we can be the flock of his pastures, and the sheep in his charge, even today, if we just heed his call. So Radak says, he's the judge, he's the one who will punish our enemies who have harmed us. That's why we're bowing down to Hashem. And we can be the flock of his pastures. So we're told here that Klal Yisrael need to remember that at the beginning of our journey, we were a helpless flock of sheep being led by a divine shepherd. Hashem guided us with the staff of faith of Emunah through the harsh wilderness into the promised land. Radak explains, we could enjoy the same kind of affection today as well. There's just one condition. In Bekoyle Tishmo, if we would just listen to him, rather than repeat the defiance of the Jews who tested Hashem immediately after being taken out of Mitzrayim. It's up to us. Are we going to listen to his words or are we not going to listen to his words? In fact, the Gemara tells us, Hayayim in Bekoyle Tishmo. Mashiach's ready. He's ready to come. All we need to do is listen to him. Listen to Hashem. In fact, the Yerushalmi says, if all of Klal Yisrael would just keep one Shabbos, Mashiach would come. Why? Because Shabbos is Hayayim. Shabbos Hayayim Lashem is the day. And therefore, even today, Mashiach would come if we'd listen to Hashem. Imagine if all of Klal Yisrael would keep Shabbos. That relationship between us and Hashem, that unbreakable bond. That sign of Emunah. Imagine if Klal Yisrael could go back to being what we're meant to be. The Gula would come, it's so in our hands. Hayayim, Hayayim. In Mekayles Yishmo. So the Gemara says, Shur ben Levi meets Mashiach and says, when are you coming? He says, I'm coming today. He's beside himself with excitement until he doesn't come. He goes back to him and said, no, where were you? He said, you didn't look at the end of the pasuk. Hayayim, I'm coming today. In Mekayles Yishmo. If we would but listen to Hashem's voice. In fact, Rav Nachman of Breslov takes an important principle for persons of Avodas Hashem. Sometimes a person will feel inspired and they want to dedicate themselves totally to Hashem's service. Yet the enthusiasm quickly subsides when we look ahead and we realize how staggering and how big the task is. The only way to deal with that is just to focus on today. This isn't Hashem today. Don't worry about tomorrow. It'll come. Don't worry about the enormity of it all. Hayayim. In Mekodesh Yishmo. The Bali must have said the same thing. Live in the present. Imagine today's the only day of your life. How would you make today powerful? How would you listen to Hashem today? Live in the present. Bring the Geula. Hayayim. Harness the power of the moment. And listen to Hashem in the moment without allowing the rest of it to overwhelm us.